Today on Gopher Great Games, we look back fondly at one of the biggest wins in University of Minnesota history, the 1962 Rose Bowl victory over UCLA. The Gophers were making their second straight trip to Pasadena. The previous year's game ended in a 17-7 loss to Washington. Gopher coach Murray Warmath was proud of his team's effort in both games.
And it was a great trip both times, and I'm just real glad that I got to experience that, and I feel like that all the players were. We never had any unpleasantness in any way. The players behaved and played well, and I was proud of them, even though we didn't win the first game.
The Minnesota football program was in the midst of three winning seasons in the early 60s. Gopher linebacker Julian Hook said the team enjoyed widespread support in those years.
The university athletic program was the show in town. And because it was, there was just an absolute tremendous amount of interest in every week and every game that we played. And we had tremendous following on away games as well as home games. And when you realize that you represent your state, you're the only show in town, it's a wonderful feeling to know that you can participate, number one, but number two, you can be successful in what you did.
When the Gophers traveled to Pasadena to prepare for the 62 Rose Bowl, Coach Warmath was determined not to repeat mistakes of the past year.
We decided to take the players away from the hotel where people could get to their rooms and talk to them and get their concentration off of the game, and we went out to a monastery there, and that was one of the most pleasant things.
While Warmath liked the peace and quiet, Hook said the players had a different view of staying in seclusion.
And the second year we went out there, Coach Warmath wanted to make sure that we were not influenced by outside influences, and so he took us to a monastery in the mountains, which was about 45 miles east of Los Angeles. The only thing I can remember we had in our room was a bed, a wooden table, and a chair with the Bible on it. And so for about 3 days before the game, all we did was sit in our rooms. We had no television, we had no radio, we had no contact with the outside people. I think by game time, the kids really wanted to go out and do something spectacular, which I think we did.
Yes, the Golden Gophers were spectacular that day, answering an early Bruin field goal with a touchdown drive in the first quarter. The Gophers converted two fourth-down plays on a second-quarter scoring drive, the second fourth-down conversion being a 3-yard touchdown plunge by Bill Muncy. The Gophers led UCLA 14-3 at halftime. Quarterback Sandy Stevens took his team on a fourth-quarter drive that led to his second touchdown and provided the final score of Minnesota 21, UCLA 3. Warmath was left with pleasant memories of all the Rose Bowl-related events.
I knew what it was all about. I saw how it happened, and I knew what a great event it was, and it's the granddaddy of all bowls.
Hook spoke for many Gopher players when he described the memory of playing for Murray Warmath.
I think he really showed the state and everybody else what a class act he was, and he certainly deserved all of the recognition that he got from winning those two seasons. He was an incredible fundamental coach. I think we won football games because we were more fundamentally sound than anybody else. I think we were more prepared than anybody else, and he obviously had some good athletes, but I think the coaching was just outstanding.
The early 60s Gopher teams played exciting football, won many games, and emulated their coach as a class act that the state of Minnesota could rally around. Theirs is a pleasant memory to relive during homecoming today at the University of Minnesota. Gopher Great Games are written and produced by Steve Enk. This is Ray Christensen.